Welcome to the Maxibillion podcast. My name is Maxibillion, as you know, and I have a very special guest today in my garage, which, as you know, is where we record this thing. Today, we have someone you have all heard of, someone who killed radio host Bill Toppleborn on air last week. Don't worry, it turns out that Bill was a robot. And today's guest is the foremost expert on robot killing. That's right, we have Laser B in the studio today. Laser B, how are you?
Well, Maxibillion, it's been a crazy week since I exploded that dirty robot Bill Toppleborn live on the air on his own show. But yeah, I've gotten to hunt a few robots since then, and it's definitely been I'm on the hunt, you know.
I know a lot of my listeners are afraid of the bots, and we look to you for advice. How do you spot a robot? And how dangerous are they, really?
Well, Maxibillion, there's no firm way to spot the bots, really. Even if you are a bot, you might not even know you're a bot. So that actually is pretty dangerous and scary. You know, and bots get more dangerous by the moment. Machines learn very quickly, Maxibillion, at an exponential rate. In fact, in my dimension, in the country of chainmail, even the naturally occurring chainmail in the chainmail pits is becoming sentient. Anything made of flesh or metal is susceptible to robotic infection.
Okay, listeners, so this comes from the mouth of our hero, Laser B themselves. Flesh and metal are vulnerable.
That's right, Maxibill. The safest way to protect yourself from robotic infection is to cover yourself in natural materials, as long as they aren't metal. For example, my mullet hairstyle, which you can see here, it's not actually made out of real hair, because that would be susceptible. I actually fashioned it out of mud from my garden.
It's very fashionable.
That's right, where I come from, the best fashions are the safest fashions.
Wood work.
Oh yeah, wood would work. It also doubles as a workout because wood is so heavy.
Oh, to have an outfit made of pine.
Oh yeah, I think you'd look really attractive in a suit made of pine. Any kind of wood on you, very attractive.
So, if we do indeed encounter a robot, should we just kill them on the spot? Or is there a little cat and mouse at play?
Well, you should just try to kill him right on the spot. 1,000%.
1,000,000,000%.
Yeah, I guess as high as a percentage as you can manage, the sooner you kill the bots, the less chance they have to evolve into more dangerous forms.
1,000,000,000%. So here's my next question. How do we go about slaughtering these dirty bots?
There are two surefire ways to blow up bots on the spots. One, you use lasers from my dimension, and two, you sing a special song.
Oh, and I see you have brought a guitar. Are you planning to sing for us today?
Oh yes, I'm bringing that special song to the ears of all your listeners. Yeah.
Robots, please listen to this hypnosis. My diagnosis is you should all die. Melt all your metal, stand down from battle. Laser B's here now with my laser eyes, Laser B. I am your death, save me, Laser B. Vaporize now, that's the key, Laser B. Laser B, I am your enemy. Robots die.
No, my eye. Who am I? What is going on with my eye? Oh no, my eye. What is my eye? Who am I?
In all my years of fighting robots, I've never seen a robo infection localized to one eye like this.
Am I?
I don't know, but that eye's gonna have to come out, Maxibillion.
No, my eye!
Tune in next time to see what Maxibillion is really made of, Laser B.